And you get a PDF, or you can get it, just click on this and you get the instructions for the various methods. But again, you can read through this 5 minutes and start charting. And then we also have a charting system, and I'll show you that in a moment, and then a forum for ask the nurse, ask the physician, ask the moral theologian, and so forth. Ask the canonist. Oh, we've got to get that one. let me show you the charting system.
Richard, how many online users do you have?
Approximately 4,000. Now, we also have, this is a pregnancy evaluation. We have automatically, if they are pregnant, there's a pregnancy evaluation form they fill out. Now, this isn't short because we filled it out already. There is a 10-item quiz they take when they first come on, and then after 1 month, they get the quiz and they get linked up to it. We have follow-up forms that they get reminders to fill out. So it goes all the way to 12 months. I hope this is going to work. This is a demonstration. Oh, it's not working. I won't be able to demonstrate the online charting system, but I'll show you.
Use temperature, mucus.
I'll show you. No, we right now our online system, I'll show you the online charting system. Oh, wait, I want to show you one other thing. One thing nice about the user forum, we know that somebody is asking a question whenever these things are lit up. Like right here, we know that there's people asking questions. And when I would answer these within these forums, it's all autonomous.
It's thinking.
No.
It's going to take a while.
We also have... can scroll down. There's also private. When this is lit up, that means it's a private message that people asking questions privately. Where's it going? Technology is nice, but when it's
you've got like three tabs open. Consuming space.
I'm going to go out of it. So our online charting system, it's for either the monitor or mucus, and we just look at low, high, and peak to make it very simple because it goes with our very simple algorithm. All you do is put your cursor on a block and these little pop-up windows come and you just click on low, high, and peak and it automatically gets recorded. The blue part is what where we estimate the fertile window based upon our algorithm that we have built into this. They also have a bleeding through heavy, moderate light, and then I is for intercourse, and you can see there's some unusual bleeding here. When you have the caution sign comes up, means that there's something wrong with the cycle. with the parameters, or there might be unusual bleeding, as it shows here. The woman gets the caution. We get the caution. Usually they ask, well, what's going on, and so that we can advise them for this. They also have to click on whether they're using it to avoid or to achieve, which is very important if you're going to be doing efficacy studies in regards to correct use and typical use. We also have a breastfeeding protocol that's very about 33% of the women that goes on come on just for our breastfeeding protocol as they go through it. And this just shows some example charts of our breastfeeding protocol. And again, when pregnancies occurred, I get a link, they get a link, they fill out a pregnancy form, we look at it, and we go back and forth in regards to determine whether it was correct use, incorrect use with it. One thing with online forums is that I can be answering a question to one person, and there might be 30, 40 other people reading into that. So as I'm teaching one person, I'm probably reaching many others for different things. So, if I have a minute, I could show you how it works within a practice. One of my goals was getting the use teaching natural family planning less intensive for the teacher and for the user, making it easier, especially within a medical nursing advanced practice model. When you're in a clinic, you have fast turnover, 10, 12 minutes, 15 minutes at max. So my goal was to get a teaching session to learn how to use this method within 15 minutes, within 12 minutes. And you can go to this YouTube site and see Dr. Rebecca Peck, who was in my online program last year. And Rebecca Peck has a YouTube on the Marquette method. She does it in about 11 minutes and 37 seconds in regards to teaching it. So if we have time, I could show you that. So does this work online? The top is our market, what is called Marquette Model 2, our typical rates. Let's see. Yeah, this is from our federal study in regards to the we have two studies. One is our pilot study, and then also with our federal study, and that's why the two numbers, from 90 to 93% in regards to when they're using the monitor and the algorithm, and then typical use is 80 to 84% when they're using the mucus along with the algorithm, and we did a comparison, a randomized comparison study with that. We also have breastfeeding study, where we have over 12 months, 98% correct use and 92% over 12 months in regards to typical use. We just completed a achieving pregnancy study in regards to correct use, 87%, incorrect 5%, and we're trying to get, I just submitted 2 weeks ago, our study on perimenopause, 98% correct use, 97% typical use. I'll be talking a little bit about that tomorrow. We now have over 10,000 posts on our forums, over 1,500 topics, and these are some of the most common topics: unusual bleeding, breastfeeding, irregular cycles, menstrual cramping, PCOS, monitor questions, medication questions, infertility, vaginal infections, travel effects, and so forth.
What's the cost?
Online is nothing.
Oh, it's free.
Right now it's free. That's the problem. That's where it came. I'll be talking about that in a second. And we get some qualitative comments regarding, I love this site. This woman was asking, can Protestants use it? And I answered, I said, well, NFP doesn't say not for Protestants. And she said, you made soda come out of my nose. So we'll have to remember that. So. Oops. And this is another one. One thing that I also am trying to get, I'm called by health professionals in the encyclical to develop secure methods and secure that people can utilize them, especially for when they're in difficult situations, medical problems with that. This woman said, at this point, we have a medical reason for postponing, giving us comfort and confidence, very user-friendly, wonderful resource. So, it makes you feel good when you get things like that. These are problems, however, when you're online. You've got things such as computer viruses, worms, Trojan horses, computer spam. We get spam people all the time. What they put in, they'll put in their email, abcdfg.something, and they're probably from India or something like that. and then they try to sell things. So I'm online always trying, you know, getting rid of these people. I found out at the University of Wisconsin, every day they get 90 to 100,000 hacks into their system. So you think about the security of the system. My graduate student, I also have a graduate student in the computer science department. His moniker was hacker dot something like that. I said, why would you have hackers? Isn't that kind of, I don't know if I want to email you. He worked for the University of Bangladesh as a security person, and to learn how to hack, he had to learn all those techniques and where they go into the systems and that. And so that's why he has the term hacker on there. So password security, firewalls, hardware security, hosting servers and all that stuff. We have to, because we're health professionals, we have to follow HIPAA. Your online servers, your hosting programs have to be HIPAA secure. You also have to be, not only computer secure, online site and software secure and everything, it has to be HIPAA secure. And we also need to be FERPA secure, which is the Federal for Educational Programs. So we have to meet all those guidelines, which cost a lot of money. We're getting into a cloud system that is able to handle that. About 3 weeks ago, I got this. Your website is down. Your security risk. The hosting system took us down. And they say, these are some of the things that are the problem with it. I'm looking at, I'm going to pick that up. So, however, my graduate student said, well, in here, there is where they can, there's a portal where they might get in and things like that. So you have to have people, we have an IT system at Marquette that deals with that, but they would not take our, for the couples as a part of their system, even though we are Marquette University, because they can't handle the software and all the technology that we have. And so we have to buy our own system. And as I mentioned, we're doing our staff meetings now. Every other month, we bring in like a go-to meeting we have. It's called Blackboard, and it's very similar to what you have where you have a little camera and you bring the people and you have the microphones and all that. We have some glitches, though. Sometimes we can't get them linked, and so we're working on that. Our next, last year, we had Dr. Bouchard from Calgary gave a presentation where he was linked into it. This year, we're going to go over to our online system over in our new library where it's a little bit more secure so that we can feel a little bit better about our online meetings. But we also just launched or have in the Apple Store now our new fertility monitoring system. This is part of my team. This is Mifta Uddin, who's from Bangladesh, and he is a computer specialist. He's the one that has the hacker moniker. He worked on websites like CNN and different things, and he also worked for the University of Bangladesh. He's completing his master's in computer sciences. And way to the left is Dr. Ahmed. He has developed for cell phone systems a way to assess women who have breast cancer and doing assessment. And into the boonies of Bangladesh and India, these health workers have this little app where they do health assessments with that. So he has a specialist. He's also a specialist in security, online security. But this is our moniker, MU Fertility. Actually, when we had to get approval of the marketing department, they said, well, you are mimicking the athletic department. You've got to get approved from that. Well, this MU here doesn't look anything like that. And know how much our basketball coach makes?
Yeah, $500,000.
Ah! That's what our women's basketball coach makes. $2.7 million a year.
Basketball coach.
Yeah. Yes, the assistant coach.
Plus his endorsements.
So that's why they're concerned about these. But this is our home screen where you have start date, cycle date, avoid. You can click on avoiding or achieving pregnancy.
Do people order the monitor from you?
No, they can get it at Walgreens, Costco, online, Amazon,
eBay,
how much different are those? Places. Yes,
$150.
Oh,
$400. It's LH. What is it monitoring? LH?
Or Richard, you have 15 minutes before Mass.
Yeah. I only have about three. Yeah. I'll answer that in a second. You know, we have a complete cycle in attentions regards to, and you can click on it and get all the cycles, a picture of all the cycles, and this gives a summary. We also have a calendar. And I'll be showing you the, you know, the little heart is for intercourse, but what do you think the empty heart is? No, close. Not quite. The heart with the is when it's outlined like that, that's condom use. This is withdrawal, and this is complete intercourse. Now, why would you want that information? Because people are doing that, and we need to know that information in regard to helping them. What can you put into this? We now have the monitor, low, high, and peak. We also have the advanced digital monitor, which is LH and rising estrogen LH. It's on the second line. You can't see it here.
Way too far away.
What's that?
Oh, there you go.
I'm sorry, but this is the LH here. This is the mucus. You click on either Fahrenheit or Celsius, and there's also a temperature graph that automatically calculates the temperature curve. Intercourse, yes, no, with condom withdrawal. We also have refined our bleeding system. This is actually a validated bleeding to be able to measure a little bit more closely the amount of bleeding with regards to spotting and pad count, and then also symptoms list here. Help screens for helping people go through it. We're looking at charging $4.99 for the standalone, $19.99 when it's connected to the website, and then with consultation, $49.99. So that's our part of our plan. We're also developing new charting system, a new website, a little bit more user-friendly. Again, some more qualitative feedback. So, question about the monitor?
What does it detect?
What it detects, a rising level as the egg develops, rising level of estrogen. And then it's the threshold of the LH. So it gets low, high, and peak fertility. The newer advanced digital is the rising level of estrogen and the rising level of LH. But use of it, yes, there's an upfront price of about $150, $175. You can get them online cheaper for $90. It's about $15 to $18 per month.
Is this clear? Like it's just not clear blue?
Yes, it is. Clear blue. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Richard, thank you so much.
This is a lot of information put into an afternoon, so I thank everybody for coming as well.